This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The state crop report says dry, cool weather continued across much of Illinois last week. Corn dented was at 82% compared to 88% for the five-year average. Corn mature was at 26% compared to 39% last year. And corn harvested was at 2%. Corn condition rated 4% very poor, 8% poor, 32% fair, 46% good, and 10% excellent. Soybeans coloring was at 47% compared to 46% for the five-year average. Soybeans dropping leaves was at 13% compared to 12% last year. And soybean condition rated 5% very poor, 8% poor, 30% fair, 49% good, and 8% excellent. Well, a small portion of that 2% of corn harvested last week was in Montgomery County. Anderson Farms tested the waters on some of their early planted corn, and Jason Anderson says, weather permitting, they'll be harvesting full force by next week.
Yeah, we started working the bugs out of things Friday afternoon, and we were pleasantly surprised. The moisture was running about 22.5. That's an earlier number, and we just plant that to get the bugs worked out of things. So,
where do you typically like to see moisture when you're taking it out of the field?
You know, 18 to 22 is really good. You don't damage the kernels and stuff as much. But when it gets wetter than that, you know, it's a little harder to dry. Most of the rest of the corn that we have is a later season number, and it's running about 5 points wetter. So we'll probably, ease into harvest here this week, but not hitting it full scale just yet.
So when do you think you will be hitting that full scale? Do you think probably by next week it'll be dried down enough, or what are your thoughts?
Yeah, it looks like we're really going to get some good drying weather towards the end of the week. And even now, this drier weather is good, but I'd say by next week we'll be full scale.
How do you think the corn crop looks? I know that this growing season has been crazy because we had replants in the spring and then we were dry. So in your opinion, what you guys have, how does it look?
Yeah, no, I was pleasantly surprised with the yields. Of course, we were on some hilltops, some of the best drained ground that we have. And the yields were over 200. So pleasantly surprised. There is going to be a lot of variability. We'll find those flatter, wetter fields, I'm sure, to have some holes in them. So, but I'm optimistic.
Good. Well, that's how you have to be. And farming, I think all farmers seem to be optimists because there's a lot at stake when you put that seed in the ground for the first time.
Certainly is.
So, Jason, not only do you have corn and beans, I know you farm with your dad and your brother, but you've also got some pumpkins on the side. So fill us in on how that's going this year.
Yeah, my girl's FFA project has been a pumpkin patch. Grace is a junior this year, and this is her second year of basically running the patch on her own. And it looks like we were out in the patch yesterday afternoon, and it looks like we've got great quality pumpkins and larger than average pumpkins this year. So I'm optimistic about the pumpkin crop, too. We're going to open up with a grand opening on the 23rd and 4th. It's homecoming this weekend, so we'll Sunday, I'm sure we'll have a few pumpkins if folks want to come out, but we'll be fully open the following weekend, 23rd and 4th.
So after that grand opening, are you open then just on weekends, anytime during the week? Or?
Yeah, Grace is in school through the week, but she's there every weekend, and she's got a posse of high schoolers that help her. So love to have people out to see the farm, play with the animals, and get all their fall decorations.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have other stuff than just the pumpkins. I think activities and lots of families come out and bring the kiddos, and it can be a fun day.
Yeah, it's really enjoyable for us. It makes our fall. It really does.
So you said Grace has been kind of running it on her own. Do you have two older girls?
Yep, I have two older girls that are both in college right now, and so they have each taken a turn at managing the pumpkin patch and then passing it to the next. Grace is my last daughter, so I have nieces and nephews, so we'll see how long this lasts. But right now we're having a ball, and Grace is a junior, so she's got another year after this one.
Sounds good. Jason, talk about some other crops that you have. We talked about corn, maybe looking at other fields, the beans. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, beans are coming along quick. We planted you know, a couple hundred acres early, right as we were planting corn, and they're turning. All the leaves haven't dropped yet, but I would say within 10 days we'll be harvesting those as well, and they look great. I'm optimistic about the bean crop. The pod count is not as heavy as it was possibly last year, but we've had some rains here late, so I think they're filling out just fine.
Good. Did you have any issues with disease or insects or anything, or was it a pretty mild?
You know, I was really surprised with those early planted beans lasting through that 8 to 12 inches of rain that we had. They came up great, and we didn't see any sudden death. We did spray a fungicide on all our beans this year, so maybe that's helped.
That's good. That's good. Overall, looking at the growing season from planting to now, how did things go for you and your family? How did operations go this year?
Well, obviously, it was a struggle early on. We replanted more corn this year than I probably ever have. So that 8 to 12 inches, we had all of our corn crop planted ahead of that. Mm-hmm. And the flatter, larger fields, especially planted a couple days, those did not emerge evenly or well enough for a stand. So bean planting went great, though. Weeds were the biggest issue probably this year. We have not converted over to Liberty Link or to the Extend beans. So we're still using the Roundup technology, and it is not cutting the mustard anymore as far as controlling water hemp. So
do you think change is coming then? You're going to have to do
something
different?
Change is definitely coming, yeah. You're seeing more and more adopt the newer technologies, and yes, we're going to have to learn to combat this water hemp in a new manner. So,
as a farmer, you've been doing this for a while. What's your opinion about those newer technologies? I mean, it's kind of, some farmers were pretty apprehensive and thought, no way, I don't want anything to do with this. Others jumped right in. I mean, obviously, you're going to need something for your weeds, it sounds like. So,
yeah, well, definitely with the Extend beans, volatility was an issue this summer. I'd say conditions must have been perfect for that chemical to move, because, you know, it is a lot safer than the old product, but still there were some issues. So, yeah, people are apprehensive. That's a scary thing when that chemical moves and you've done everything right as far as you know by the label. So we'll deal with those issues, and I think as more adoption happens, obviously that won't be as big an issue. So we'll see how things go. My pumpkin patch, though, that stuff will be hard on it. I don't know if they have any herbicide-tolerant pumpkins yet.
But so far, no issues there, right?
No issues there, no.
And once again, that report comes to us from Jason Anderson, who farms near Butler and Hillsboro in Montgomery County. Well, in other news, 2017 cash rent per acre prices by county have been released by the National Ag Statistics Service. Looking at Christian County, that price per acre is $267 for cash rent. Sangamon, $286. Greene County, $218 per acre. Macoupin, $226. Montgomery, $248. Jersey, $228. Madison County, $180 per acre. Bond County, $178. And Clinton County, $147 per acre. Again, those are 2017 cash rent prices by county released by the National Ag Statistics Service. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.